Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Robert White, Director of Market Development of RFA. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's call. I'm joined by two experts on fuels and engines, Bobby Lycus and Brian O'Neill. But first, I thought I should provide some background on what is going on this week in Washington, D.C. The American Motorcycle Association is hosting an event for motorcycle riders to come to D.C. and lobby on Capitol Hill. They want to stop E15 from being sold until testing is done on motorcycles to see if harm or damage will occur. As I'm sure you all know, E15 was approved by EPA for 2001 in newer cars, trucks, and SUVs, along with all flex fuel vehicles. No motorcycles. Our message back to AMA and all fellow motorcycle riders is to not use the fuel. In fact, it would be illegal and will remain illegal no matter what any testing would ultimately confirm. Next, of all the non-approved fuels for motorcycles that can be found at a fuel retail station today, why E15? It is being sold at less than 30 stations nationwide and is the only non-approved fuel for motorcycles that actually requires a label stating who can and cannot use the fuel. Think of diesel, kerosene, and other fuels. I personally think of 85-octane that has received so much attention this past year. 85-octane is not approved for any engine manufactured today, let alone motorcycles, yet sold at thousands of gas stations daily. In fact, it's even sold in downtown Sturgis, South Dakota, where more than 500,000 motorcycles fuel in just 1 week. I think we need not look any further than the event's sponsor, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, otherwise known as our nation's oil refiners. Their sponsorship was noted on the invitation, first reported by Opus. Finally, it should be noted that the RFA has taken the concerns of AMA and others seriously when it comes to E15. RFA was the only organization that worked with EPA to devise a plan to ensure E10 was available for non-approved vehicles, and E15 can be sold in three different ways today. We actually strengthened our misfueling mitigation plan three times since its initial approval, all because of these concerns, which ultimately delayed E15 several months. Since the latest approval in February 2013, AMA has not found a problem with how it is sold. They just don't want it for sale, proving there is really no issue before. Again, look no further than the money trail. As a motorcycle rider myself, I take this all very serious. We have taken our message to the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally now for several years, attempting to counter a message being bought and delivered by big oil through organizations like AMA. We will continue our efforts and appreciate your participation today. And with this, I'd like to introduce Bobby Lycus. Bobby Lycus is an expert mechanic with over 42 years of service experience. He owns an award-winning auto service business in Pensacola, Florida, and host a nationally recognized radio auto talk show, Bobby Lycus Car Clinic. With that, Bobby, you have the floor.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you all for participation. As Robert said, for the past 42 years, including today, I've operated Bobby Lycus Car Clinic located on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and I filled many positions along the way as technician and rear engine dragster engine builder. I've used alcohol fuels in my race cars, and ironically, over the past 42 years in the automotive service industry, just under 200,000 cars and small trucks have come through the doors of my business, and in that 42-year, 200,000 number, zero engines have been lost due to ethanol. I've also had the pleasure of serving on national and local automotive service industry boards like the National NAPA Advisory Board. I've chaired the Pensacola Junior College Automotive Service Management Board. And I just find it hard to believe that motorcyclists and their organization, whose mission is to directly serve their members, would participate in such negative, uninformed events. As Robert alluded to, E15 was not intended for motorcycles. And just as any teacher would not intentionally misdirect his or her students, it's a mystery to me why the AMA chooses to ask its members to ride on Washington without a legitimate cause. E10 is for motorcycles, has been approved, has been an additive and a fuel for the past 30-plus years with no problems, E15 is not intended for motorcycles, so it is a mystery to me why this event is taking place. I think Robert also addressed that issue, but I would like to state that in my experience and studies, ethanol burns cleaner. It has 113 octane rating, which is essential to the anti-knock properties of gasoline, which is highly essential to the anti-knock of an air-cooled engine, i.e. a motorcycle engine. So high-octane fuels definitely part of the need of motorcycles. E10 helps to fill that need, and fewer emissions or tailpipe emissions are delivered with a cleaner-burning ethanol. And just as Harley is an American-made product, ethanol is American-made fuel. And with that, I will turn over to back to Robert for an introduction of Brian O'Neill.
Thanks, Bobby. Next, we have Brian O'Neill. He's a service director for an award-winning auto service shop. He has 20 years' experience in industry as a mechanic and as a service desk advisor, belongs to and is the de facto technical guide for the Iron Order International Motorcycle Club, which is the second largest motorcycle club in the world and owns and rides his own Victory motorcycle. Brian, thank you for your participation. Please go ahead.
Thank you. You know, as a mechanic, as a service rider in the automotive field, of course, I've seen many, many cars come through my shop as well. No problems whatsoever, but we are speaking about motorcycle today. As my position as a business manager for the Iron Order Motorcycle Club, and also as a tech guru for the Southeast region, I field a lot of phone calls for motorcycle owners, motorcycle technicians, things along those lines. And to date, I have had zero problems whatsoever with E10 in motorcycles. Now, bear in mind that that includes the brand new 2012, 2013s, all the way back to old knucklehead Harley Davidsons, any of the motorcycles really carbureted and fuel injected. And to date, no engine performance problems, no problems with any sort of breakdown in hoses or anything along those lines. We just really do not see that in my industry.
Well, Brian, thank you for that. And with that introduction, we would welcome any questions from the audience.
As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. You have a question from Rachel Gantz from Oil Price Information Services.
Yes, hi guys. Thank you for holding this call. Just a quick question for anyone actually on the call. Have there been any incidences of misfueling with E15 in motorcycles over the past few months?
Well, Rachel, this is Robert, and we know of none. In fact, we know of none in automobiles. As I pointed out earlier, it is almost bizarre that E15 is the fuel that's being called out as a concern for misfueling when it is the act. It's actually the only fuel that's labeled to educate the consumer, educate the motorcycle rider, and we think it's very effective. And with the misfueling mitigation plan that we've worked out with every retailer so far offering E15, we think it's very obvious what fuel they can and cannot use. And, you know, if we find an instance where it is not enough, we have beefed it up, and that's why I mentioned we've changed our misfueling mitigation plan now 3 times to please, you know, AMA and others with misfueling concerns.
Thank you.
Again, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. I'm sorry, you do have a question from Martin Ross with Illinois Farm Week.
This is a little, I'm sorry. This is a little probably off the track, but I just want to, in general, I thought I'd just take the opportunity. Basically, where are we at on retail adoption of E15 in terms of I mean, things like this week's protest lobbying, kind of create a public perception that are we getting somewhere not only with the independents but with maybe some of the larger retailers as well?
Well, right now E15 is available at around 30 locations in 6 states, Illinois being one of those. And we have seen the introduction process slow in part because of this successful efforts like AMA and AFPM and others, because the negativity surrounding the fuel is very strong. That said, many independents and even those within the branded community are looking at E15 and the options they have within their own system, if nothing else, because of the spread, the differential between ethanol and gasoline, along with the value of the RIN. And if they are an obligated party and need to purchase RINs, it is obviously much less expensive to simply blend the fuel versus argue against it and buy the RIN. So we see a lot more interest. The rollout has been slow, but it has been slow because of things like what we're talking about today. The concern from AMA delayed E15 over 7 months after the first station opened. So, I mean, there's an example of just when we think we're at the finish line, we still continue to have issues. But we are working diligently with retailers across the country, and we think that this fall there will be a lot more movement based on the markets.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And there are no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Robert White for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all joining today. In closing, we just wanted to be clear. All motorcycles can use E10. We've seen no issues. You've heard from two engine experts today, and we can obviously make them available down the road. But E15 is not for motorcycles. In fact, it would be illegal for motorcycles to use E15. It is the only non-approved fuel that is labeled with who can and cannot use it. We worked with EPA to strengthen our misfueling mitigation plan to ensure motorcycles have options, and E10 is always available. Finally, we cannot stress enough the connection to the event sponsor, Big Oil, and it's simply another effort to protect market share. Thank you again for joining our call today.